Welcome to the Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. This simple, scripturally sound preaching and teaching of the Word of God will direct you to Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Follow the Shepherd's Voice into the green pastures that God has purposed for you. There, you'll find rest for your soul and the fulfilled Christian experience you crave. God bless you as you listen.
I want us to sing a hymn. My faith has found a resting place. The hymns were written based on what people went through. I tell people that when you are very young, some scriptures will not have many meaning in you. When you grow a little longer, you read a scripture and start crying because now that scripture has become flesh in your life. For example, if you have ever experienced death, near-death experience, and you read Psalm 23, and you read, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death," you see that you are crying because you nearly saw death. But if you have not seen death before, you rattle it. Can you lift up your right hand? Because our faith is in Jesus. And I want you to help me to sing the song. My faith has found a resting place, not in divine, no grief. I trust the ever-living one, is one for me, I plead. I need no other argument. I need no lift up your hands wherever you are and begin to worship and thank the Lord. Hila rasa kavandas, ligresto brendo sekaba. Open your mouth wherever you are. Ile rema sukava, ha ha stavreka, jibreka sababa. Ile krema subreno sakaba. Let the name of the Lord be lifted up. Let his power be exalted. Let his name be magnified. Let every power be abased. Let the Spirit of God take over. We worship you, Lord. Lift up your hands with me. Be happy in the praise of your people. Let your presence set over this place. Let your angels be set in the center. A sign of surrender. It's also a sign that God is your source. Lord, we gather here this morning because of you. Everything here is about you. See what you have done. This is what we've been waiting for. These 3 years, but see what you have done. Lift up your hands. We worship your holy name. That no man would take this glory. That the glory will be in this place. Lord, just as you do for me every time and you do it always, let your manifest presence come into this place. And let it be a lingering anointing and a lingering presence. That it can never leave this house. This presence can never leave this house. It will be like a cloud by day and fire by night. Do what you want, Holy Spirit, and do what pleases you, and let Jesus be honored. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I say thank you. Lord, I join this house to say thank you. Lord, we say thank you. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we just want to say thank you. What you have done, what you are about to do, and what you will do, and what you keep doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Now put your hands together and give the Lord a mighty, mighty clap. Please be seated. I want to thank the Bishop of the House, the Father of the House, the angel of the house, for this great privilege. And I don't take it for granted. Please join me, thank the Lord for his life. I thought you were clapping for the Lord. Black stars have already been disqualified. So when you are clapping, clap for the Lord. I always tell people that if we are connected, we'll meet. There are some people you must meet in life. God is in heaven, but you have to meet them in your lifetime. Because there is something God has placed in them for you. Jesus had to meet John the Baptist. The woman with the issue of blood had to meet Jesus. I mean, the lepers had to meet Jesus. You have to meet somebody. You see, God is amazing. Because man is naturally proud, he doesn't put everything in one man. So sometimes you can have a big house, but you get up and realize that you can't find your polish. So a shoeshine boy you don't respect have to come to your hall. It's one of the way how God did it. And a normal circumstance, you won't bring him to your hall, but when you realize you don't have a polish, you tell him to come up here, and then he polishes your shoe for you, just to make you know that there is nothing you have that God hasn't given you. And like the servant of God said, Bishop said, there are certain things that when you see, you can only see God. I preached a message last 3 weeks, and the message was, but God. Everything you see, it was but God. Because when God starts a thing, he continues it. When you start a thing, I say it's better to take one big step with God than to take 10 steps of your own. And so what we see here is the doing of the Lord. And I want to thank the servant of the Lord for his obedience. Normally and usually, it takes obedience. And if you are not in the person's shoe, you don't understand, because it comes with a price. If you want to obey God, it comes with a great price, because your obedience will be questioned. You yourself will go through some doubts. And sometimes you hear a voice questioning whether it was right. But if you heard God well, he honored his word. I want us to sing, see what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. Sing to the person beside you. What you've been waiting for.
What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done.
We are here to celebrate the faithfulness of God.
See what the Lord has done. What we waited for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
One thank the Lord also for the mother of the house. Please, let's appreciate Mama. When you want to work with God, you don't need to understand everything before you obey. Sometimes you just have to obey. And so we thank God when you have a spiritual person with you who may not necessarily understand but believes. There's power in faith before you get understanding. So I want to thank God also for your life. And also I want to thank God for all the pastors, deacons, and leaders who are really supporting the angel of the house, the servant of God. Please put your hands together for yourselves. I like a lot of clapping. So, and it's also, remember, it's a celebration Sunday. So. And all the members, those who are always faithful, there are always some people who may not be leaders, but are faithful. And every time you know, as a pastor, sometimes we know that even when it rains, we know some people will come.
That's true.
May you be that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we know that you may not be a leader, but you are faithful. Very, very faithful. Today we are here to celebrate 3 years, and what God has done is amazing. I mean, the foundation you see there is a lot of money. If you have never built before, for God to do this and do that, and as I keep on seeing it, and when I came to see what God has done here, it's mind-blowing. Really mind-blowing. Don't worry, I'll preach. And because anniversary is different from a convention. But when the Spirit of God takes over, I'll let Him take over. Because you see, the world has become so sophisticated with AI that sometimes the power of God must let people know that God is here. Lift up your hands and worship Him. Lord, have your place and have your way. Let somebody who has never seen your glory before, let somebody who has never encountered your presence before, let him encounter the manifest presence of your Spirit. For this is your house. This is your house. Lord, this is your house. Take over this place, Lord. Take over the musicians. Take from the park to the land, everywhere we are, as we celebrate today. We worship your holy name. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Dr. Aite, wonderful friend of mine, as I say, well, your pastor says, they say, but Temasco is also the best school.
Yeah, Neldesi
Optima. Neldesi
Optima. That's right.
Which year did you come to Temasco?
Yeah.
Which year? 2009. Oh, really? Oh. I have the scripture in your presence in 1988. So. and he was with me leading the Stripes of Jesus,
yeah.
A singing group, the Taite. Hallelujah. And I came with my pastor, Pastor Tiku, Pastor Jerry, and the wife. Celebrate them. God bless you. You can take your seats. 3 years is a long time, especially if you don't have food. How many of you know that 24 hours can be very long when you are hungry? Yeah, very, very long. You see, I'm a typical Ashanti, so at times allow me. Yes, so being who I work with here when you're baby under. So I did. When you go to funeral, you say, oh, we didn't have a place to sleep. You, when it's 12 midnight, you combine 3 chairs and you sleep. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And so 3 years is a very long time in a person who doesn't have direction. 3 years can be very frustrating. 2 weeks can make you consider suicide. But when you are leading people, I tell you, 3 years can be like 30 years. Especially if they don't know where they are going. One of the signs to know whether God has given you a pastor is when you have direction. When you can easily see where you are going. I tell people, you don't choose your pastor. God gives you one. While you are living here, while you came to stay in this place, while you met the bishop, while you met pastor, a senior pastor, it was because there's something about your destiny that is connected to him. Because Ghana is too big for you to come and stay around this place. And I want you to know that if you are seated here celebrating what God has done, it's a testimony also in your life that whatever you are expecting God, He's more than able to do.
Yeah.
Your amen is not strong enough.
Yeah.
People must learn to connect with the unction of the house. I tell people that when you are in a church, watch what is on your pastor.
it's a very, this thing is not very complex. Sometimes you just have to watch what God is doing in your pastor's life and pray for yourself. It works like anything. It's connected to what God wants you. Don't spend time praying unnecessarily, because you see, the same anointing on him can get you business, can make you marry, can heal you. The same anointing, but it does many, many things. It depends on what you are looking for. If you see your pastor as an investor, then you may lack money one day. If you see him as just a friend, you won't get certain things about him. You must see him as the totality of what God has made him in your life. A shepherd or an under shepherd. Someone God has placed over your soul. So that when he speaks, you can listen. And you don't have to hear the word, that's hear the Lord, before you know that he's speaking into your life. I'm so excited to be here, because when God sets you apart to do something, he must do something for people to know that really he has called you. And from the song that Pastor Noble sang, Semitiasi Mitimao, and that's what I believe that God wants this church to be. To live for Christ. To live for Christ. There's a reason why God placed you in front of the road. There's a reason for that. Some churches are deep somewhere, but I believe that somebody will pass through this road and just by the sign enter into this room. There's a reason. You have become a signboard. And like you said, the first time that I came, you were in Domiabra. Yeah. So that was after the bridge. But you see, in the thickest forest, where no one is, if what you need is in that place, you go there. Are you with me? John the Baptist was in the wilderness, but people still went there. And he touched their lives. So we thank God for what God has done. And I'm speaking to you on the subject, celebrating God's grace and faithfulness, breaking through new barriers. Celebrating God's grace and faithfulness, breaking new barriers. What we see here is the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. And God is always doing things to show that he is with us. What you see here is grace. Grace is an unmerited favor. God shows favor. But there are some telling things that I'm sure at times when pastor is lying there, he asks God, why me? I know you can do things, but you have gone beyond what I expected from you. I have heard many preachers say that the grace we are preaching, we should be careful. Have you heard people? When that pastor himself is standing in the same grace, you are born again by grace, you live by grace, even heaven, you enter by grace. All these things that we are doing, thinking, you know, some people are working to prove something. It's of no value to God. There are some people who can even kill in church, do all kinds of, they think they're trying to impress. All these things, we will, even the gates, we will enter by grace. Can I hear someone say grace?
Grace.
Shout it again.
Grace.
Can you look at him and say, I am what I am?
By grace.
Look at him and say that what you see is grace at work. Give the Lord some shout and some praise. So today we are celebrating God's grace. Not because we are anointed. Not because pastor is anointed. Not because I know he's an engineer. He doesn't want to say it all the time. Because sometimes when we talk about profession, when you want to bully us. One day, I was in a meeting when I was in the bank. And one of the managers said, oh, but you two, are you a pastor? It was a top management meeting. And you know, those who know me very well. So I stopped the meeting and I said, oh, I didn't know that you are so of low value like that. The woman was getting to retirement. And I said, you know something? I am a pastor who works in the bank. I'm not a banker who is a pastor. I'm a pastor. And I said, never in your life. Everybody in the meeting was quiet. And I said, never. You can do it to other people, but not with me. I am different. And I said, the next time you repeat it, he was a very tough woman in the bank. He had worked over 30 something years. And I said, nothing in this bank is of value to me. I can resign today. But what I am is that God has called me. and you never in your lifetime talk to me this way. After 3 days, he comes to my office and starts begging, please, I will never do that again. And that changed the whole bang. To the extent that when I went to London in a meeting, all the directors of the bank in Barclays, everybody comes and says, Reverend. My name was global all over the place. I said, Reverend. Everybody comes to shake my hand, Reverend. Yes, because when I bury people, normally I read quickly their life. That's the first thing I do when I'm burying. I read your biography quickly. And I see he worked there. I say, all this in there, good. But everybody too had worked there before. Then I listen to the people, what they are saying. And they say, ah, Papa, we. Tama nani emaye dino no ano bo amin. Papa, ono, na me neme ba, bompa emamiyo. What the people are saying is who you are. All those things that you become. So we go to school to prepare us for the assignment. Are you with me? Education is very, very important. That is why a medical doctor wants to be a politician. That is why sometimes somebody will go to school but you want to be a musician. The education is just preparing you for your assignment. Somebody will be working, but in his heart of heart, you know, the way mommy and daddy are doing here. They can decide not to do, but you see, there's a reason for that. Everything that God has given them was to touch lives. And one day, when we are leaving, I told the church, I said, when I pass and you write on my tomb, write on my epitaph, he gave all. He served the Lord. That's what I wanted, that he gave all. I've told my church, I said, nothing is of value to me in this world anymore. Right now as I stand here, I am not afraid of death one time. Not at all. I don't think about it. I'm ready at every time. I've given up everything. And I want you to have that mind because it's going to help you to the next phase of this ministry. If you come here with conditions for God, you are going to be disappointed. Because God can blow your mind beyond what you are thinking about. We are celebrating God's grace. You are here by grace. You are not here, and don't make a big mistake. You know, without me, this church cannot work. No, you've made a big mistake. We are all here by grace. Because sometimes there's a deception that if you are not in it, it will collapse. No, it is just an opportunity. It's just a privilege. I say it's a privilege. So whatever you are doing, do it with all your heart. As we celebrate God, we are celebrating grace. Number two, we are celebrating God's faithfulness. That when God decides that he will do something, he's faithful. He's not a liar. As Pastor said, to get a place in this place is amazing. I'm sure that it was reserved. Here has been reserved for over 30, 40, 50 years because there's an assignment, and if he didn't obey the assignment, we couldn't have been here. God's faithfulness. Like I said, when I began the ministry, for 6 months, I was always in fastings and prayer. And one day the Lord said, I have given you a land. And he said, speak to this friend of yours who is a pilot. And I got confused. I said, but pilots are in the air. If you say I should look for a surveyor, then, but he said a pilot. So I called my friend, my mate, a pilot, and said, well, the Lord just spoke to me. It was 12 noon. He said, tell him that I've given you a land in where we are. And I called him, and this is what happened. When I called him, he was on the phone for 1 minute, and he said, you know something, I'm supposed to fly today, but I'm calling the aviation and tell them I'm not flying. And then from the time I called him, from 12 noon to evening, he started roaming in town. I had that place within 24 hours. But the place belonged to a Muslim. So he said, I cannot talk to the Muslim. Go and speak to the Muslim yourself. I go to the Muslim and I looked at him and said, you know something? I reserved it for myself, but I don't know why. I want to give it to you. I believe it's the same thing that has happened in this place. The person may not know why he gave it out, but the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Because God knows that there's something he wants to do, and you are part of what he has to do. But you cannot experience God's faithfulness if you have not received his mercy. It is in the midst of your scars and challenges that you appreciate God's faithfulness. If you have not gone through challenges, you will not know when they say, "Great is thy faithfulness, oh God, my Father." If you have not gone through any challenge, there is no shame. I'll change and more. Lift up your right hand and sing with me. Oh, grace. Grace. Morning by morning. All I have needed, the hands. All I have. Thus hear the Lord, it shall come to pass, and now is, I shall send people into your midst like angels, but they shall come like men. I am God by my spirit, and by my hand I move. I do strange things on those who see me by my hand, for I am God by myself. Blessed are they who have known me as their God. It shall come to pass in the next few year or two, you shall encounter people who are my angels. They shall come and they shall cause you to do strange things. And they shall say, "How did they do it? And where did they come from?" For you say, "My angels were in the Old Testament." But read the scriptures. They were more when I shed the blood. For they minister to the saints. Lift up your hands. Oh, unto you. Oh, lift up your right hand. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wang 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 dia, wang 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 dia. Makata sak. Let Jesus be glorified, Holy Spirit. Let do what you want, and let your presence cover this place like a cloud. And let your power be strong. Let yokes be dissolved. Let the supernatural take over this atmosphere. Let the sacredness of your power. Oh, 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 show thyself. Show thyself in the midst of thy people. For we came to honor your name and to lift up your name and to exalt you. Makata, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. It be Jehovah. Jehovah.
lift up your hand. We are celebrating the Lord. I didn't come here. It's about Him. I hear the Lord say, some of you shall come to pass. You will see visible manifestation. It shall come like a cloud. Lift up your hands and worship. Pastor. This is your house, Lord. Because you have honored your name, this is your house. Take over, Lord. Take over, Lord. Let your brother, let your brother, as we celebrate, let yokes be broken, let burdens be lifted, let prayers be answered, let prophecies be fulfilled, let complex questions be solved. Please sit down. I want to be able to preach. To break new barriers, number one, you need courage. I want to share with you because God ministered to me that you are going to break new barriers and you need courage. And courage is grace under pressure. Courage is grace under pressure. If God has given you grace, you need to put that grace under pressure. You might be bold, brave, and have the nerve to do what God has called you to do. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 to 9, after Moses had passed, Joshua began to cry for days and months. The Israelites, I think, are like Ghanaians. They like funerals. And if you read the Bible, someone like Jacob, I think they mourned him for about 40 days, 30 to 40 days. So when people say we spend too much money in football, no, it depends on where you are coming from. So Joshua had cried for many days and God looks at him and said, be strong and be of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper in whatsoever thou art. So the word here is the word of the Lord. Don't turn it. Verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it day and night. Observe to do all according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous and have good success, which is a scripture you all know. But look at verse number 9. Let's read together. Go. Have I not commanded thee? Be what? Strong. Say it again. Can you look at the person beside and say, be strong. Say it again. Shout it again. The reason why I want you to tell me that, you know, many years ago, there was a guy in the U.S. who used to walk on a rope. Tied rope one and then walk on it. Then he took a wheelbarrow on the same rope, and he used a wheelbarrow to cross from one pole to the other. People started shouting, you are great, you are great, you are great. Then he said, one person should join me in the wheelbarrow. All of them left. Sometimes you can shout that you are strong until you meet a situation. You met a guy who was going to commit suicide. He was hanging in the air. The rope just tore. Say, hey, selan kamiyehu. But what did you think you were doing? Are you with me? He said he's tired of life. So he wanted to kill himself. Then the branch fell down. But you tied the rope yourself. Can you look at it and say, be strong in the Lord. In the power of his mind. So God said, have not I commanded, bless you together, be what? Be strong. And of what? In other words, sometimes your courage may not be good. You must be of good courage.
The word good is that you must be of right courage. You must be of an emboldened courage. You must make up your mind that where I am going, I'm not ready to turn back. Amen. I've come too far to go back. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee. How many times? Whithersoever thou goest. If you go on the left, he's with you. You go on the right, he's with you. You go in front, he's with you. Be courageous. God has done so much in these 3 years that we don't need any evidence anymore. But it will take those who understand what God is doing. But it will also take those who believe. Because when you don't understand, believe. If you can't believe, ask God for understanding. So we need courage for new barriers. There are things we never thought we could do. We must believe that with God, all things are possible. Yeah. You see, when you quote the Bible, you must also believe it too. You can't use the Bible only for campaign. You know. So you must believe. Hallelujah. And I tell people, we do the voting, but God determines the outcome. Some men of God says that, no, you see, sometimes I don't want to go there. But you see, this world, you see, we are saying now. We ask Nam who said that one, and now. We can all go and vote, but God determines the outcome. God told Samuel, I've chosen Saul, but they did the ballot in his house. That time they were doing balloting in Saul's house, Saul the king. And the balloting fell on their tribe. And it fell on the clan. And it fell in his house. But then God had already revealed it. So God, we will all do the voting. But God will determine the outcome. So what you see is the outcome. Whether you like it or not, clap for the Lord. Clap for Jesus. If you love politics more than Jesus, you have a problem. And for those who felt that their party didn't win, you'll be surprised. This is even the time you do very well. You'll be very surprised. The Bible says, cursed is he who puts his trust in a man. Hallelujah. Trust the Lord, like Pastor said. Trust what he's saying. Be courageous. Moses was courageous. David was courageous. Samson was courageous. Jesus was courageous. Do you know it took Jesus courage to go to the cross? You know, I watched a film about Paul. Paul was beheaded. His head was cut. I was in Rome. Sometimes I do some special travels to go and see. And when I went to Rome, I was in one of the top hotels. And then when I was having dinner, the head of chancery at the Vatican asked, Apostle, have you seen the where Apostle Paul was buried? He said, you're an apostle to be good. To see it. So I was chauffeur driven, and when I got there, huge cathedral, and there are four chapels within the cathedral. So the cathedral is like from here to the roadside, huge. And within the cathedral, there are four churches, one here, one here, one here. I kept going, I couldn't find. So I went to one of the places and I said, listen, I'm coming from Africa, Ghana. I can't come here. I've been looking for Paul's tomb. And he said, oh, it's downstairs. So I come back and I go. Immediately I go there, I just bow my knee and start just worshiping God. The chain that they used to chain him is still there. It's in the glass. The Bible is as truthful as the sun by day and as truthful as the moon by night. And as I looked at it, I made up my mind that I'm ready to do anything for Christ. And the film I watched, there was a short time between when Peter and Paul met. You know, Peter took the gospel to the Gentile before Paul went. There was a clip, if you have watched Paul's film, it's just about 1 minute. Peter came to Paul to console him. Paul looked at Peter, and the guy who did the film did very well. And Paul told him, I'm afraid. And Peter told Paul, that night I was with Jesus. Jesus too was afraid. Watch me carefully. Because Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. And of all the film that I watched, that was what captivated. He said, he looked at him and said, I am afraid. Peter said, that night I was with him. He too was afraid because he was human. But he said, nevertheless, say, Lord, thy will be done. You see, you know why? You see, charismatics, we've been taught about faith. So, listen, Jesus cast out devils by faith. He healed the sick. But what really brought the miracle of death and resurrection was thy will be done prayer. And the reason why we don't pray that prayer is that we are afraid that maybe God will give us what we don't want. Let's just say, Lord, I trust in your will. One day when my children were young, I took them to come to one Christmas to go and buy a dress for them. Shirts. The first one said he would pick it himself. So he picked something shiny. But the second one told me that, Daddy, pick for me. So I took my time, and I picked something. The first one looked very shiny, but I knew it won't last. But the second one had trust in Daddy. So I picked for him. And I saw that the first one was watching what I'd picked, but he had picked already. You see, when you trust in God's will, sometimes he blows your mind. And the thing about God is that sometimes he wants everybody to give up on you before he does a miracle. Otherwise, your testimony will not be nice. Testimony too must be nice. For example, if you say, I was born in Cantonment and I went to GIS, and then who will clap for you? It's a normal path. Are you with me? When you are giving testimony, people should be able to hear, say, hey, yeah, dang. They should be able to yen in tem. Which means that the thing and how you are sharing it, they realize that no, under the circumstance, nothing will happen, but there is something in it. So sometimes, to help you, God will make everything and everybody to desert you and everybody to doubt you. Then he says, now you are ready. Later I said, Lord, I am ready now, because I know everything that is happening here is you. He's here. Let's celebrate. Presence of the Lord is here, the Holy One, the one that we adore, is here. Such as he reward is here. Church, be courageous. Be what? Courageous. Do what you have never done before. Serve God like you have never done before. Give like you have never given before. Pray like you have never prayed before. Be courageous. As somebody said, the bolder you are, the greater the results. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Number two, you need honor. Courage, honor. Now, let me say this quickly. God will not do anything in the midst of people who doesn't honor him or honor the servant that he has given him. Honor differentiates you from another person. Are you with me? So, we are all human beings. We all have the same spirit, but concerning what God is doing with us, we are not the same. Your ability to recognize and honor those that God wants you to honor is a great breakthrough for you. And I'm not here to, I know who pastor is, I know, but I want to help you and say that you need to honor him as a servant of God. Are you with me? Hello? Honor him. God looks for honor. In Exodus chapter 14,
Also chapter 4, verse 4 to 8. And I will harden Herod's heart, that shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon his host, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord, and they did so. Amen. Even God seeks honor because of the way Pharaoh is. God wants us to show him high respect, high reverence. And all those that God has placed over us, let us show them honor. One of the ways to show honor to your pastor is to listen to what he says. Is to obey what he says. Even when it doesn't make sense. So long as you know that what he's saying is based on God's word. You know, I operate on word of wisdom. In word of wisdom, you don't need to close your eyes. So sometimes you'll be talking with me and I say, but do it this way, this way. They think, I have to say that's here the Lord. No, I don't have to say that. I just say, do it this way and do it. I finished. And you'll be shocked. Sometimes when you are talking to him, when you see him as a man of God that God has placed over your life, simple conversations can bring a breakthrough in your life. Honor is key. There are a lot of things we can do. There's a story I used to share. I have one of my deacons whose wife went to the labor ward 4 times and he gave birth 9 months and all of them died, you know. So after the 4th one, he was driving and they called and say his wife had given birth but the child had died. So he said, Apostle, I cried. I rolled my glass and I started crying. When I realized people have surrounded the car. It's not that this is not miscarriage. I'm talking about you go to the labor ward 9 months. You give birth 1, 2, 3, 4. They all come out dead. So one day, I was in the office when the wife called and said, I want to come and see you. But I want to come and see you with my husband. And I said, oh, come. Now, the husband is working outside Accra. So when he came, he said, Apostle, my wife said I should stop whatever I'm doing and come. So he said, what is it? He said, he has taken seed again. But this time, we want to have the child. He just knelt down, put a seed, and then he brought me a bag. That's what I use. There's a bag I use to carry on my Bible. There's a reason for that. Because he gave to me. So I use it to carry on my Bible. He said, there's only one thing I want from God. This time, I must have a child. You see, he prays, he does everything, but he had to see honor. I'm not doing that because of him. For God has put this treasure in earthen vessels. And I just pray that year he went to the hospital. The doctor said, no, now
hallelujah. And instantly, he had the first child on 25th December. And the following year, he had another child. It is not that I am somebody, because you must honor the unction and the oil. And that, yeah. Honor. To experience new breakthrough, honor. So I said, we are all going this way, you just honor. Because of social media, that's why I'm talking with you. Because I know what is going on there. Because they've told you that we are all liars. We are all looking for something. That's why we are. No, that's not the reason. Honor. For those of you who have never honored him before, if you can receive him, the Bible says those who preach in the word and labor, they deserve a double honor. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. We need to honor the man of God. Honor him by praying for him. Honor him by obeying what the Lord has spoken to him to do. Honor him with your substance. Honor him with your substance. As the Lord is, just honor him. And say, I just want to honor you. That's all. What I'm saying is very spiritual. Those who obey it, they will get the blessings of it.
Your amen is not strong enough.
Yeah.
Number three, to experience new break barriers to be open, new, we must work. God seeks works. Works shows faith. God sees works. Because works are a result of your faith. And God rewards works because he rewards faith. Work. We must work. Jesus said that I work whilst it is day. The night cometh and no man can work. John 9:4. Revelation chapter 2 verse 2. God said, I know thy works. He's always talking about their works before he talks about issues. And the reason why God did not destroy those churches because they were working, even though they had issues. We must work for God. Even when you die, your works will follow you. The work you work for God. We must give all to the Lord. Some of you, we're talking about the project here. You know, when we started the church, the first Sunday we went, I preached a message. And there was one guy who was at the back. Because we entered the church when there was still latrite. We hadn't done even there. So there was latrite. So when you came out, all your shoes. When I finished, he walked to me because there was going to be a blessing of marriage the following week. So the person told me that, please, I want to know whether I'll bless it here. I said, yeah. But where do you think we'll do it? Here. We have nowhere to go. The guy walked and said, oh, I want to give you 100 bucks of cement. So I've just taken the offering. He said, oh, no, 100 bucks. And I said, when he said, right now. So he brought it to the church and poured it in front of the church. So the brother was not happy at all. But when he came the following day, the following week, the place was done. Works. Then I went to visit him. He's a son. He's not in our ministry. God can bless people. He's damn rich. Because I've been praying for him all along. One day he had a problem in his workplace. He said, they have demoted me. I said, really? God cannot forget what you did. He came to my office. I said, let's pray. I prayed for him. He was just there when the CEO called me that, look, he said, Apostle, they've put me back. They've ordered some Land Cruisers from abroad. They've asked me to pick one. So I was somewhere, I think Accra, and he went to the port. In other words, he had to pick it himself, tear rubber. And I said, he said, no, I'm waiting. So when I came, it was packed in front of my car. And I said, well, let's pray. He said, in any case, I am not supposed to be in the list. This is a certain level, but the CEO called me and said, he has added my name. There are five. I should just pick one. I'm telling you that when you are spiritually inclined, God can open a door that can never be closed. Receive it in Jesus' name. Listen, it shall come to pass again that in the course of building the church, thus saith the Lord, then the prosperity of this ministry shall show forth. At the same time, not when you have finished, but in the course of building it, I will begin to open doors, business doors, in diverse ways. And some may not be able to come out before they shall be afraid of what they have received from me. When you see these things, know that I am the Lord that does it. So that you take note glory unto man. Hear these things carefully. When the building starts, get involved, because at the same time, God will begin to pour a certain supernatural financial blessings upon the church. And people will begin to do things, businesses, contracts, all kinds of things. And it will go at the same time, not when you have finished. It is in the course of it. You also have problems here because very soon your cars will take over the road. I'm telling you what is happening. When people start fighting, you don't fight back. Because sometimes, one of the ways to know that you are blessed is when people start fighting. If nobody is fighting, you are nothing. When God starts blessing, you have enemies. You see, we are doing 3-year anniversary. It's celebration, but you see, sometimes God must speak in the celebration. And what I'm doing is that I want to let you know that there's more things to celebrate. Can I have an amen? Let me do 2 things quickly and then we'll just do a short thing. I want to talk about something and then I'll end with the Spirit. Write this in capital letters. Let love prevail. I don't believe in pastors who curse people. Let love what? Hello? I don't want to curse anybody. Let love prevail. Learn to forgive. A person who walks in love is stronger than a person who walks in hatred. Anybody can hate. Love is difficult. It's difficult to love somebody who is fighting against you. For Paul said, the love of God constrains us. But our warfare is rather in the spirit. I want to talk to the church. What will take us to the next level is love and unity. There should be no quarrels. I mean, it should easily be solved. Because that's what the enemy will use. Let love prevail. Forgive one another. Easily forgive. Where it is settled, it is settled. I walk in the spirit all the time. And one of the things I try to do all the time when I'm going for ministry is, Lord, search my heart. Because when you walk under his presence, you don't want anything to be a hindrance. The new barriers to be broken and the new place God is taking us, we need love. Nobody is going to hurt you than the person who is close to you. And let me talk to the quarrelers. Because you meet every time, you quarrel more. You are hurt more. Learn to easily forgive as a quarrelster. Learn to forgive as a prayer warrior. Learn to forgive as an usher. Easily forgive and don't take offenses. When you are rebuked, smile. And when you go home, you can weep. But don't let people know. Because you are human. Your ability to take rebuke is a sign that you are following Jesus. Listen, for many of you, pastor will offend you. Either by how he says things. Either by how he commands things to be done. Or you do something, he doesn't even recognize you. You can be offended. Never be offended by the unction. Walk in love. I say walk in love. I say walk in love. And finally, the next thing I want to talk about is that walk in the Spirit. Love the anointing. Love the Spirit. Listen. Everything you see here is the Spirit. Everything you see here, though it is money, but it's still the Spirit of God at work. The Spirit. The Spirit. This church will be built by the power of the Holy Spirit. This church will be built by the anointing. This church will be built by unction. That's how the church will be built. If we use our physical strength, we will never be able to build it. By the Spirit. Don't use intellectual skills to detect how church should run. You create problems. Sometimes, the angel of the house, the pastor, may say something that in terms of intellectual capacity doesn't make sense. But if it is the Spirit of God as in line with Scripture, just obey it. We'll go well and faster and speedily and enjoyable if we go that way. Don't do things because you feel you have something nobody has. Always do it in the Spirit. As we celebrate this anniversary, I want you to remember what God has done. But the reason why I am saying this is that sometimes in celebrating, we forget where we are going. And that is why I am talking about breaking new barriers. Don't settle here. As Pastor has given the vision, we are moving here. I said we are moving here. But we'll move it by the Spirit. I said we'll move it by the Spirit. Let's be on our feet. Man, I've taken a bit of your time, but this is anniversary. 3 is a number of perfection. It's a number of unity. It's a number that brings resurrection. Lift up your hands and thank the Lord.
When you're empty, oh,
say you are yet. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. As we celebrate that our 10th anniversary, we want to come before the Lord's table. There are people that when there's communion, they say we should pass it on. I hope it doesn't happen here. I spend time to teach the church. What is it you are doing that you tell the person, pass it on? I tell the person, did you pray? He said, yes, I pray. And I said, to who? You pray to the Lord, but you cannot come to his table. No, it is the church denomination that has taught these things. He said, "If what is it that you cannot confess now? That your father has made a table in the house that you should all come and eat in the house. You say, I will eat because I've done something against daddy. And daddy says, no, come and eat. Daddy, the human father doesn't say, I won't eat. You have a problem. And I'm saying that. When you say, they say, oh, this grace that you are teaching. But who qualifies? None of us here. Don't be deceived, including me. None of us here is qualified to come to his table. So if there's anything that stops you, go before him and say, Lord, I am coming. You are the only one who can forgive me. Therefore, I have come. God is more going to look at your situation than when you look at him and say, pass by. It's the Lord's Supper, the Holy Communion. It's a symbolic meal that Lord Jesus Christ established and commanded to be commemorated to show his death on the cross till he comes again. It's a reminder of Christ, that Christ has become our Passover lamb. It's a reminder that Christ has given us a new covenant through his blood. It must therefore be commemorated till he comes again. Took the cup after he had given thanks. He said, take this and divide among yourself, for I say unto you, I will not drink of this fruit of this vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And took the bread and gave thanks, break it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in the blood. I want you to lift up the bread signifying his body and lift it above your head. And say, the body of Jesus. The body of Jesus. The body of Jesus. The body that endured my pain. The body that bore my sicknesses and diseases. The body that bore all my curses. The body that bore all my sins. The body that died for me. That by his resurrection, I will live again. Shall we partake of his body? And now lift up the cup signifying his blood that he shed for us. And you lift it above your head, for this blood was a pure blood. Say, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood that redeemed me. The blood that paid the price for my sins. The blood that made my sins to be forgiven. The blood that put me into a new covenant with God. The blood that gave me the right to become a child of God.
The blood that took away all my curses. The blood that gives me constant protection. The blood that makes me a partaker of the blessings of Abraham. The blood that gives me access to all the benefits of Christ's kingdom. Shall we partake of his blood? Because it will never lose its power.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with Pastor Johnny Awanyo. We do hope that you were greatly blessed. For further inquiries, please call, WhatsApp, or send an SMS text to +233 243 886 622. God bless you.